Lord, we come tonight knowing some things we want to work on. Lord, I ask that there be a great generosity of heart to expand their hearts, widen their hearts, soften their hearts. Lord, only you know what lies in the center of our hearts. But we ask you to come to us and strengthen us. Lord, fill these folks with the spirit of grace. And help them to know their divine calling. Blessed Mother, intercede for us and help us to know your Son's love. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Our Lady of Guadalupe, please be seated, folks. So, Lord, I speak because you allow it. In John's Gospel, when Jesus is pointed out as the Lamb of God, immediately two of the disciples begin to follow. And Jesus turns around and he says, "What are you looking for?" What are you looking for? Do you know what you're looking for? I think many families, couples, don't know what they're looking for. And so there's always going to be unhappiness. You have to ask yourself, what am I looking for? You've already answered it in a way, because you have to look at how you're living your life now. Like, I know what I'm looking for. I know inherently now that I am looking to bring my whole parish to heaven. I know I'm looking for that. I am looking to help the poor in some of my projects. I'm living for that. Do you ever get scared that you're missing the target? Like, I'm 70 or 80 or 50, I'm 47. I'm halfway home. I'm at midfield, maybe. And I wonder, have I done what God has asked me to do? Have I done it with love? Like, have I really given what God wants? I can be a clanging gong or a clashing cymbal. Do you ever worry that you're not doing it with love? Do you ever think about it? The question I want to pose for you tonight is, like, what are you looking for? There has to be within your heart a deep knowledge of the awareness that we are just passing. It's a really beautiful thing. You don't have to live like this forever. That's a great thing. Like that there's actually something better based on how I live now. Like, remove all of your attachments and just realize that there's something greater. Attachments to spouse, kids. And I know it's strange, you can say, well, Father, you're a priest, you have these vows. But I know many that are equally just grounded in not living for that goal. It's called that vertical vision. Like, I know what I'm about. It's important to understand this because without it, you'll just go around in circles. And it's sooner or later you're going to get worn out. I think tonight the question I want to ask you is, what are you looking for? You should really know that deeply in your heart. Because if you know that, then it puts all the obstacles, all the struggles in perspective. It actually puts all of your past, all of your wounds in perspective. It shows you the moment that you're facing now isn't like the worst moment ever. That it's just passing. It inspires in you, believe it or not, a spirit of hope when you know what you're living for. That's a powerful understanding. When both members of a couple are living or desiring the same thing, they become a beacon of hope and light to people. Regardless of the circumstances in which you live. As a matter of fact, it's easier to be a beacon of hope now. The darker it gets, the easier it is. If you have that Christocentric vision. If you recognize beauty. That's why I think when Jesus says, what are you looking for? And he immediately says, come and see. Where do you stay? They immediately ask him, where do you stay? And he invites them, come and see. And they have to leave themselves and go and see. It's the same with us, folks. If you want to know where he lives, you have to come and see. And then you will be able to really understand. In a moment, I'm going to bring the Lord down and put him on this little table by these kneelers. I'm going to ask two things to heal in you. First of all, your hands. For any sins of your hands. Failure to reach out, impurity, anger. And then I'm going to ask the Lord to bless your eyes. For any time you've looked at your spouse with a lack of love, or lustfully, or angrily, before any act of love is consummated, you've already touched your spouse with your eyes and your hands. And whether you've literally touched them with either, so to speak, if those don't heal, then any act of love will just be objective. It'll be selfish. Your hands communicate and your eyes communicate. So tonight, as we spend this time and Jesus seeks to bring healing, I ask that as we sort of lift up the couples in total humility, I just ask you to have sort of quiet hearts. The priesthood is intended to bring healing. And so when I bless you and place my hands upon you, it's only to bring healing to your heart, to your mind, to the sacrament of your marriage.